When Burns ran in 2007, he campaigned for safer neighborhoods, economic development, and better public transportation. He's pleased with his accomplishments and disappointed a streetcar plan was voted down. Then in 2010, bullied teens committing suicide prompted this break from the council agenda. Here's a short segment of the 12-minute video that spread online, bringing Burns international attention.
I have never told this story to anyone before tonight, but the numerous suicides in recent days have upset me so much. This story is for the young people who might be holding that gun tonight, or the rope. There is so much more. Yes, high school was difficult. Coming out was painful. But life got so much better for me. And I want to tell any teen, give yourself a chance to see just how much better life will get.
Burns says that speech unexpectedly changed his life. We sat and talked about that, his plans for his master's in public administration, and the impact he thinks he's had on the Fort Worth Council.
It's vitally important that we give the so many kids that have contacted me over the last 3 years a ray of hope, and many of them have lost that hope. And it's in terms of creating safe places for our youth to learn and grow and develop into adults, I'm committed to continuing to work towards that end no matter where I am.
Are you convinced that there are other voices on this council carrying that passionate flag, if you will?
I don't know that teen bullying is something that is at the forefront for the other eight members of the city council, but it doesn't mean that the things that are important to them are any less important.
You mentioned having filled Wendy Davis's seat. What seat might you be interested in upon your return to Texas or Fort Worth?
I don't have anything in particular. As I mentioned, I'm looking to go have an amazing experience and learn what I can. When I come back, I'll figure out a way to be involved in my community, to grow. Who knows, maybe I even might make some money.
What are you happiest about in the years here?
I think that we have a more open and connected government than we did when I arrived. But I think that we've found new tools to connect in this modern day of technology to our constituents, and we've really made customer service a much more important thing here in our city government. I'm also proud of the fact that, you know, I think I brought a diverse voice. I didn't run for city council to be the gay councilman, but there are 15,000 mayors and city council members in the state of Texas, according to the Texas Municipal League, and there are seven of us who are openly gay. I will tell you that in terms of extending non-discrimination protections to transgendered individuals, having same-sex partner benefits for city employees, not to be self-aggrandizing, but I honestly don't know that those things would have passed had I not been sitting at the table.
Councilman Burns, thanks for talking.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.